from KQED.
After three dry winters, water agencies across the state are urging Californians to fix leaky pipes and cut back on watering the lawn. But it's hard to know how much water you're wasting if you don't know how much you're using. More than half the residents in the San Joaquin Valley don't because they don't have water meters. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports for our series Climate Watch.
If I open up my water bill, I see my flat rate is $22.87 a month. That means even if I left the tap gushing for 3 days straight, I'd still pay the same amount. And that really frustrates Martin McIntyre, who used to manage Fresno's water system.
I often ask people, can you imagine what our energy consumption would be like if electricity was at a flat rate?
For nearly 15 years, McIntyre pushed this growing city of 500,000 to change its behavior. Residents in Fresno use almost 3 times as much water as people in Los Angeles and 5 times as much as those in San Francisco. Standing in her front yard, Fresno resident Marianne Evans says she was brought up to be water conscious, but she doesn't have any problem telling you that her neighbor sneaks around the city's sprinkler ordinances.
He's one of those guys that thinks he's beating the system. He waters way early in the morning and way at night. And you don't get a green grass if you're not watering. It's green.
Evans thinks her neighbor wouldn't have such a lush lawn if he had to pay based on the amount of water he uses. Martin McIntyre says California's agriculture-rich Central Valley has a long legacy of resisting water meters, going back to the 1930s. People here thought water flowing from the nearby Sierra Nevadas would always be cheap and plentiful.
If you've always had something and it feels free, it feels like you're getting it without being accountable for, that's a hard thing for people to give up.
McIntyre even fought for a voluntary meter program, and some 8,000 customers signed up. But then a vehement group of local taxpayers convinced city leaders to incorporate a no-meter policy into Fresno's city charter. McIntyre gets almost teary-eyed, recalling the defeat.
The meter opponents succeeded, and meters were banned for single-family residential units, so we had to pull the meters out.
Turned out, it wasn't quite that simple. Fresno gets 40% of its water from federal dams, and the feds wouldn't renew the city's contract without residential water meters. So 6 years ago, a group of state legislators concerned about California's overall water supply passed a law that trumped Fresno's city charter. It mandated the city install water meters by 2013. McIntyre says he's glad Fresno's finally catching up with more conservation-minded California cities, especially since Fresno County's population is expected to double by 2050.
We're going to move on to join the rest of the state and move our per capita consumption down to where it should be.
Now Fresno's poised to install, at considerable cost, more than 100,000 meters in single-family homes. But the deadline's not for another 4 years. In the meantime...
Mrs. Evans.
Yes.
I'm Marilyn. I'm with the City of Fresno Water Conservation Program. You and your husband invited me out to set your sprinkler timer.
Yes, we did.
Anyone concerned about their leaky toilet or wasteful sprinklers, like Marianne Evans, who we met earlier, can call on the city's water conservation specialist. They'll gladly make a house call armed with wrenches and pliers.
The sprinkler that's right by the sidewalk and dropping into the gutter, and instantly we've got wasted water.
We need to eliminate that.
Marilyn Creel and Nora Lycom are part of a small team that's one of the city's few defenses against water waste. Lycom says she's seeing a bump in calls lately now that word is out, meters are coming.
Now they're getting a little nervous. Ooh, I've had this leak and I've had it for a long time. I probably should get that fixed.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is pushing for Californians to reduce their water consumption 20% by 2020. But state water planners say that could be a tough goal to meet if some cities still don't have meters, including the state capital. Sacramento doesn't have to phase in its water meters until 2025. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
To see Fresno's sprinkler wranglers in action, visit californiareport.org/climatewatch. That's the California Report for Monday, May 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. The Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. And the California Healthcare Foundation, ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians, on the web at chcf.org.